Hilariously Melbourne.
And the three of us are still in sync with our television watching. The fact that we've all completed Squid Game.
Yeah.
Is very impressive. And this might interest you both. So they played in Korea. They did a real-life Squid Game where everybody wore the outfits that are in the television series. And they sat around and played the games, like the honeycomb.
Wow.
The cutting out the shapes
like
and
Russian
honeycomb.
Roulette style. Did they die?
Yeah, they played green light, red. No, they didn't actually. Nobody died. This is killing me, though.
Faye's looking very stressed, stuck in the house with the kids. She'd get the... Faye would have gotten the cookie challenge and just broken it in half. Go, get me out of here. I'm done.
Do you know what we should do? We should play that glass game at the end where you got to step along the glass and then one shatters and we can all stand there and we'll just push Josiah in front of one. Have a good Friday! Happy weekend!
The Fox. Yes, and Kardashians are in the news again. Not for something they've done recently. A mortician has taken some audio from the show from Series 7, so a few years ago, when Kris Jenner was talking about how she would like, when they all pass away, she'd like to have all like 28 members of their family in one big mausoleum. Anyway, this is her...
Yeah, I want that.
Kris Jenner speaking, and then you'll hear the mortician who's done the YouTube video put an exclamation at the back.
And we want like a moat so like no one could steal our bodies ever.
I think Khloe and Kim...
Okay, this seems incredibly silly. No one's going to steal your body unless you're Kim Kardashian. Like if she were to die young, which I hope that she does not, she would be kind of an Eva Perón situation. So... hate to say it, but maybe cremation or aquamation is it for you, my friend.
Now, Eva Perón, the Argentinian singer, I believe her body is in a mausoleum where it cannot be stolen. And the idea of stealing bodies, though, it's just never occurred to me. The fact that it's even occurred to Kim Kardashian to put a moat around her burial site so no one steals it. Who's stealing bodies?
I wouldn't steal a body. No.
What was that? What was the aqua? So you had the regular
water,
aquamation. Is that just throw them in the ocean?
I think so.
I've always wanted to get buried with my family, though. Has anyone else thought about that?
No. Do you know what? I just refuse to think about death. Like, I just refuse.
Yeah,
someone else's problem.
I probably won't die.
But I said, like, you know how you reserve places for the family? Like, people do that. They reserve... a spot. I said to Schnooksy, like, I'll reserve a spot for you, or you reserve one for me. She said, no, when we're dead, I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Brutal. Doesn't turn up. 101.9,
The Fox. And we've had a lot of people going to space lately. I mean, Branson finally did it. Jeff Bezos did it. Elon Musk, he's done it, hasn't he? Has he gone up yet? Yeah, he's gone up.
Oh, he's sent people up, yeah.
But the most impressive person would be yesterday when William Shatner, 90 years old, and I don't know if you saw it. He went. He's been up to space. 11-minute trip. He came back wiping tears from his eyes. He said it was the most beautiful thing he's ever done to see Earth as you were going up that high. But if you saw the photo of him standing there with the three other astronauts, he looks so good for 90. Hey,
mate,
he looks about 60.
I said the same thing to Alex Boxy. I was like, mate, when I'm 90, I'd have a walking stick. He'd need oxygen or something. He went into space. It was unbelievable because he was Captain Kirk. He was in a spaceship for most of his career back in the early days.
Do you know what I couldn't help thinking, though? Do you reckon he paid for it? Like, I don't know how much those trips
No, I think his best mates with that. So the Aussie guy, there's an Aussie guy that went, and he was a doctor, I think, and he paid to go up. So he was the third Australian ever to go into space. And I think his best mates with a billionaire, and he's like, mate, and at 90, you're going, I'm going in. Like, if they said that to me now, I'm not going, just in case it blows up. I've got a bit of life to live. But at 90, you're going, yeah, why not? I'll go up into space. If it blows up,
it blows up. You reckon Shatner's grandkids are... started spending that money in their head. And it gets down and Pa hops off the ship. You go, come on, I was about to buy a Porsche to make some bank. What do you mean he made it back? That's incredible.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Yes, it's time for your amazing stories. Blow us away. We need a bit of entertainment. We need a bit of a pep up, or is it to perk us up.
You can perk things up if you want, or you can pep yourself up. It's entirely up to you.
I knew Fee staying in a room with only a disco light would have to have a negative effect at some point.
Yeah.
We're here. Friday
this is
morning.
Very, very strange in ISO, but Christina from Knoxfield. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Sophie.
As you know, we are in isolation and we've been looking forward to this all week. Amazing stories are always fantastic on our show, and we know you won't let us down, Christina. What's your story?
So my parents got married in 81, and the following year, my mom's best friend from high school and uni colleague asked them to be their godparents at her wedding. And when they started to plan the wedding, they realized that the actual groom is one of my father's partying and drinking buddies.
Oh, yes. He'd have some stories.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got married that year. They had a son in 82, and I was born in 83. As toddlers, I think we grew up a bit for the first 3-4 years together, meeting at Christmas parties and other drinking parties of our parents. And in the 90s, they migrated to Australia. My parents, or the parents, lost contact with each other, just a few emails here and there. And fast forward to 20-something plus years, after I finished my PhD studies, I had so much free time that I was on Facebook, and I had one of those friend suggestions, and I was like, I remember those eyes. I wonder if it's him. And I said, hello, remember me? And it was their son. And again, 9 years forward, we're still married.
Oh,
we got
married in
2014. Yeah.
Oh, Christina.
Wow.
That is...
By the way, Christina, I love it. Just a cheeky sprinkle, got me PhD, whatever, in the middle there. Just a bit of sauce
well,
on the story.
Just because I can pronounce the nuclear weapons.
Oh, yes.
Christina, now this is a unique, this was a first for Is It Amazing? We, in fact, don't have our computer working, so we can't play the usual stings. So,
no PhDs here.
No, Josiah's not here to press the button. So what we're going to do, Christina, we're going to sing it to you. But I'm going to suggest we all just, on the count of three, sing what we think that story is.
Yeah.
Okay? Are you ready? Yep. Here we go, Christina.
Let's hear it.
1, 2, 3. Yes!
That was amazing! Yes, it's amazing.
Yes,
now,
thank you.
Now, when all you docs sit around and do what doctors do, drink Penfolds or whatever, maybe just shorten that story up a little bit.
That's what Fen thinks doctors do.
Just shorten it up a little bit. Goes for a while. This is how I would say it. Ready?
Sorry, it started in 81.
No, I needed
I can tell that story real quick.
Okay.
Watch this.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
81, my parents got married. One of the guys at the bar who was friends with my dad, he was a drinking buddy.
You're a really nice person.
But it's just not amazing. Sorry, Christina, you were fabulous. Well done. That was great. Thank you, Christina. Now we're moving on to Steph in Beveridge. Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Great.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah, great.
Steph, we're off to a cracking start. Christina's told a great story, and now we're looking forward to yours.
Lovely. Well, mine's about my grandfather. He was born on the 5th of May. And then he got married to my grandmother on the 10th of May. And then he passed away on the 15th of May, all being the fifth month.
And 5 days within each other?
Yes.
In the same year?
No.
He was born, married, and died in the same year.
Didn't specify it.
And then my husband went on to have his birthday on the 5th of May as well.
Oh. I love that. Oh, Steph, this is good now. Steph, we'll explain again. We don't have our usual computer stings. They're not here.
Daisy didn't like it.
She wants the light
Daisy's
on.
Daisy's not wrapped.
But we're going to sing you what we think that was. Okay, Steph?
Okay, ready.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yes,
really,
it's
amazing. Really nice person. But that just wasn't amazing.
Just a lot of stuff
more
happened
of a
in
coincidence.
May. I liked it, Steph.
You know what else is in May? Mother's Day.
Yes, and my mum's birthday, the 4th of May.
And my mum's birthday too.
Oh.
Really? What day in May?
Yeah. She's the 12th.
There we go.
Oh, and my parents' anniversary.
I thought that was a lovely
stat. It's my parents' anniversary, Fev. The 12th.
Really? The 11th or 12th, is
that's
it?
That's phenomenal.
I can't believe you didn't get Steph and her story about her grandfather a bit of reaction. That was really sweet.
It just wasn't that good a story.
Moving on, Mel in Kilmore. Hi, Mel.
Hello. How you going?
Great, Mel. G'day, Mel. It's a very unconventional episode of Is It Amazing because we're all in isolation and we don't have our stings, when we play the reaction. Yeah. So we're going to do it live for you. Okay, Mel?
Great. Okay.
Off you go.
All right. So I went in to vote in the state election probably, when was it, a couple of years ago? And I'd recently moved, so I hadn't changed my address, so they needed to look me up on the system. And so they started looking me up. I gave them my first name and my surname, and they asked me what my date of birth was, and I told them. They said, oh, you sure that's not the 24th? And I said, no, it's definitely the 27th. And they said, what's your middle name? And I said, Louise. And they said, you sure that's your birthday? And it turns out that there's someone else in Victoria who was born 3 days before me with the same first name, middle name, and surname.
Oh wow.
I know.
Oh, Mel, have you met them or have you tried to find them?
You know what? I almost searched them on socials, but I thought it was a bit creepo, so I didn't.
What's your last name? Creepo?
Sorry?
Is your last name common?
No. No, it's not. Like, it's not a Smith or a Jones or... like.
Yeah.
It's not common.
Gosh, I am suffering from ISO because I thought you meant is her surname common? And I was like, that's a fair pun.
Yeah, out of all the names.
This is not nickname detectives.
Fev's locking this one in.
No, because if it was Mel Smith from bloody Echuca, I don't know. Yeah.
Now, Mel, we're on the count of three. The three of us individually are going to pick our reactions, and hopefully we're all in sync. Are you ready? Here we go. Yep. 1, 2, 3. Yes, it's amazing.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Mel, well done.
Thank you.
I am feeling
a
bit
amazing.
It was great. But boys, you thought that was amazing, but Steph's was similar. I'm so confused. You didn't think that was amazing.
It wasn't similar at all. They just had a bunch of stuff happen in a month.
They just had on the same day.
Her grandfather had within 5 days of
each other. But it was all in the same
month.
Born,
marry, die. That's a phenomenal.
Yep.
No.
Thank you, Mel.
No worries. Thank
we would have
guys.
Sung it.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, guys, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about the Western Bulldogs because, well, they're my
Doggies.
Team.
Oh,
and
no.
We've had a bad month.
Yeah, we have had a bad month.
Have you forgotten what happened since you went into ISO? Don't rewatch.
Oh, no, it's what, been a month? I feel like I'm far enough away from
final.
It that I can talk about the grand final. But I want to talk about Bailey Smith. Gee, hasn't he just popped up as the most eligible, talked-about man in football? He's just revealed that because he does lots of these topless photos
Mate, you've seen his abs?
Yeah, I have.
Mate, they look like a...
Apparently, someone has offered him $50,000 to have intimate relations with him. $50,000!
50 wow. grand.
That's like Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore and Robert Redford.
Surely he did it. 50 grand.
Well, no,
tax
I think
free.
He's saying he didn't.
Oh.
No.
You say do it for free?
I'm just double checking, but I'm sure he didn't do that. I don't think he'd tell us if he did it.
Yeah.
No.
He could get more.
Offer, though.
Good start.
Well, Fev, I mean,
an auctioneer.
In your heyday.
Yeah, No. I was lucky. I was fishing around back in my heyday.
What, for cash?
I was doing the offering. Anyone want this? No, I never got... No, well, there was no real mobile phones back when I was back in my heyday. Like Instagram, that didn't exist.
Yeah, you're right. There's
Yeah, so mate, but if I was in my early 20s, 2000s,
with I'd DMs, be getting half a mil, you couldn't thought. Do any yeah. DMing back then. You're right.
Nah.
You're the old Nokia. What'd
you have to do? Just space, capital D, dash, dash, dash.
You went, Nick, you went to a pub, sat down and spoke to people and had a drink, got in a cab,
I still do that now. I get yelled at. Where are you? The kids need a bar. Gets it. Sorry. Trying to connect with my fellow man.
But, mate, imagine being hit up for 50 large. Would that come under the salary cap?
No, I don't think so.
It'd be the soft cap.
I think it would be a cash payment.
He's pretty good looking, though, isn't he? He's a good looking rooster.
Well, he's too young for me to even look at.
He's too young for all of us. He went up 240,000 followers in the last 3 weeks.
Gee, that's huge.
On his Insta. I know. He's nearly pipped Jukeboxy.
That's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
I wonder how many I'd lose with a topless shot. I could lose 10,000, I reckon, in a couple of days.
Mate, don't worry. I posted a topless one the other day and I've seeped about 500.
1019, The Fox.
And when you're in isolation, you need to look for things to make you relax because you can really start doing your head in and getting cabin fever. And one of those things would be Laughscape. It's the great app by our wonderful comedian Max Price, Nick. You Pricey. Know him well.
Yeah, it's like a comedy version of the Calm app or the Headspace app. It's got some great comedians on there. And our producer, Leon.
Hey, he's a comedian. Leave him alone.
Bloody funny.
Am I funny?
Well, Fev, you say that, but you did mock Leon, I believe.
We're talking about Laughscape, this great comedic relaxation app where very funny people and comedians do they tell their stories, their funny things that you do, Nick.
Yeah, it's guided meditation. Yeah. So it's mindfulness meets comedy. There's sleep versions of it on the Laughscape app. When you're going to sleep, you play those. But there's also just little de-stressors. If during the day the kids have just got you right to 11 out of 10.
Are you talking about me and Trixie right now?
Yeah, I'm talking about you and Trixie, the 40-year-old child and the 8-year-old running amok here in studio. I'm going to chuck on a de-stressor. Calm down.
Now, I just had a crack at this because what you said, Nick, was what happens? You go into a studio and it's not scripted. You haven't scripted a guided meditation. It streams out of your head, verbal diarrhea, whatever's coming out of you.
Yeah, you just tell a nice story, just a relaxing story. Try and make it humorous about something that's, you know, important to you or very silly.
I just had a go at this. Now, Fev, it's your turn.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go,
now,
Fev.
Now, Nick's going to tell you what you're going to talk about.
All right. This is going to be your theme, Fev. Just a nice, relaxing story. Tell us about how it feels to kick a winning goal at the MCG. What do you go through?
You wake up on a Saturday morning. The sun is shining. And so are my boots. I jump in the car. I drive on the freeway. I go through the tunnel. The Burnley Tunnel. Then I see the big ground that they call the MCG. The home of football. Melbourne's own. Every other state wishes they had a G.
I'm tearing up.
Every other team wishes they had a Fev. Because once I grace that luscious green grass, I put lots of bums on the seats. Because that's what I do. I'm an entertainer. They shout, F. E.V. Go, Fev, Fev, as I bang through another goal. The hearts of the Collingwood cheer squad are shattered as the final siren sounds and the sun sets in the distance. The MCG lights go on. The cleaners come and pick up all the chip packets, the half-eaten hot dogs, and you hear a seagulls munching on the last chip.
This is beautiful.
As I hop in the car and I drive away, the fans are still saying, F-E-V, Fev. I toot, I wave, I say goodbye as your eyelids shut for another day. Good night. Fev.
Oh, whoa.
Fev, in a moment of pure earnestness, can I say this is your friend, he's known you for a long time, next to your children and possibly a couple of your goals, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever created. That was stunning.
I'm an author.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
God, you nail it when you're allowed to talk just about yourself.
Fifi, Bev and Nick, Melbourne's 1019, The Fox.
Yeah, and we always have fun when it comes to accents. And when I say have fun, you two have fun.
Yeah.
We.
Oh, that's French accent. What? Very good.
Oh, well, bonjour, blend in. Mademoiselle Fifi has the best accent.
You wanted to talk accents before.
I did. Give me
because
talk in one.
Talk. You wanted me to talk in an accent. Well, I'll save it for a second. We're talking about this because there is an accent that's been voted the world's most attractive.
Chinese?
The hottest accent. And I
Russian.
Didn't know that that was on the list.
Swedish.
Russian, Swedish, no. Nope. Keep going.
Nigerian.
No.
Portuguese.
No.
Spanish.
Spanish.
No.
French.
Interestingly, it is it's my heritage. So
what?
It's my heritage.
Irish?
Yes.
Irish is sexy, man.
The Irish, although my mum is from Belfast and
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's the Northern Ireland.
Yeah. It's talking real Ireland.
I love that.
My heritage.
Yeah, that's
Irish
my
accent is sexy.
Well,
my favourite.
They're saying the Dublin one. See, yeah. My grandparents and my mum are Belfast, so I like that thick Belfast
Give
accent.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Wait.
Oi, how are you today?
Wow. It really is. You know, it is the sexiest accent.
So bad.
It's my favourite voice to hear in the world. There's one person who I love almost as much as people in my own family.
Sloth.
With a Dublin accent.
Yeah, his facial structure will be rearranged.
Oh, that's hot, isn't
Connor.
It? Oh, that
Connor.
Is
oh, McGregor. Connor McGregor. I was thinking, was it going to be...
He didn't speak like that when he snapped his leg.
Yeah, his facial structure will be rearranged.
Ouchie, ouchie.
Your foot structure was rearranged.
Let's talk hot, sexy accents, because there are people that will think, I love the Irish accent, but it's not hot. It's not attractive. See, that's what we're going to get to the bottom of
You
here.
Love a Scottish?
I really do love a Scottish accent. And Outlander, you may be familiar with that series. If you're in lockdown, binge that one. That's a great one, Outlander. Sam Heughan is Scottish. That's a cracking accent. And if a big, strong man is with a Scottish accent, like in those shows, that's a fabulous accent.
Mm. I'm pretty hard to get, guys. But if you spoke to me in a different language, take me home and lose me forever.
Really?
Oh, mate, I love accents.
Would you like me to do another one?
Go on.
What do you want, Russian?
Oh, I just want one.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Okay, hang on. Hello, I am from Moscow.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Oh, God, you do the same voice.
You know, yeah.
Do a French one.
You can't.
Hello, I go.
Yeah.
Can you accent?
Can I accent?
Yeah, can you do
I
one?
I don't know. On the spot? No, I don't think so.
I've been humiliated. You try Russian one on the spot.
A Russian accent. That's a little bit better.
No, that's boring.
It was Bruno. Yeah. What's his name?
No, it was Borat.
Borat.
I find you. Do an English one.
I like Fee's one, though. English. You can't get in trouble if nobody's got any idea what you're attempting. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Fifi, Fev and Nick, 1019 The Fox.
There's very common phobias like spiders and snakes and heights, but then there are some really out there irrational phobias, boys. And remember that time when we were really overwhelmed by the story about the woman and the olives? A lot of people have phobias, and that's a very normal thing to do. Spiders.
Heights.
Heights, yes, confined spaces. I've got a spider phobia, had it forever. I've got now claustrophobia, which I'd never used to have. Isn't that weird? Like when I was at Ballarat. No, I don't think so. When I was at Sovereign Hill and I was going down the mine shaft, I nearly had, I don't think I've ever had an actual panic attack, but as it was going down, I wanted to get out.
Yeah, that's
And
not
I didn't
good.
Want to go down. It was a weird feeling that I think I used to like stuff like that.
I'm sharks.
So that's your phobia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a standard. Well, I accept.
Like
I think that's
I go
a
in
standard
airplane,
one.
Like I don't go in the ocean. There's no point because that's a shark's house. That's where they live.
Yeah, I love your two houses are near the ocean as well, and you just don't,
I don't go in.
In
there. No,
just
I don't
go
live
in. Dandenong,
don't
bro.
Go in.
Go
and if I'm in a plane, I'm not worried about the plane crashing because I'll survive that. I've said this before. The only thing
you'll survive a plane.
Every
crash?
Time I go into a plane, I think over water. If we go overseas, I'm going to get eaten by a shark if this plane crashes. I don't think about the plane crash because I'll survive that. but I'll get eaten in the water.
Why will you survive it and no one else does?
Because I just feel like I would.
No, you'll have
I didn't say other people might survive.
Eight beers and five Tramadol. It'll be so loose.
But a shark will get me. I'm petrified of sharks. I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, that's a standard phobia. Nick, do you have any phobias?
Yeah, heights.
Yeah, that's standard.
Well, is that because you're small?
Yeah. That's why I've refused to grow taller. Get too scary. If I get to 6 foot, I won't even tippy toes.
I want to talk irrational phobias.
5'10" tops.
Let's talk irrational phobias, because this is an area that it's hard to understand and it's really hard to figure out why somebody has an irrational phobia. I'm going to play you some audio of a woman. Now, this is on an American talk show, and she's been confronted by the thing she has a phobia of. Now, that phobia is olives, as in olives that you eat. Pizzas, like olives on pizzas.
Olives,
Not the lady from Popeye.
No, not olive oil.
Are they pipped or unpipped?
Whatever. Listen to her reaction. This is a jar of olives. Now, why she has this extreme phobia, she's explained it. Oh, actually, it's really grim. I don't know if I want to explain that. Well, no, because it's like the olives remind her of eyeballs in people who have passed, like the idea of a jar full of
eyeballs.
So anyway, let's hear her being confronted by her fear on a US talk show.
You've been scared of olives.
Oh, Maury.
Do you eat olives?
No, we can't eat them. They're valuable.
Okay. Now, bring out the olives.
No! 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 No!
Sally!
No! No!
Sally, I don't have anything.
She's got issues.
I agree. Yeah. No, I saw that. I saw the video. By the way, it's on our socials.
That's Maury Povich. You wouldn't turn up.
No.
Maury's like, what are you scared of? Come in and chat about it. I reckon you've got it.
It's like Jerry Springer.
And also, he was laughing while it was happening. But that poor woman.
Pretty good.
Interestingly, though, someone in our studio has an irrational fear.
Oh.
What were you going to say, Fev?
Well, I watched Matty Johns, who works for SEA. He does podcasts and he's an amazing ex-leaguey. He does a lot of Fox. He's been posting stuff that he's got a phobia of on his Instagram, and he's peas.
Peas?
Yeah.
Actually, the peas
he can't eat. Peas, yeah. He can't do it. He can't look at them. He can't eat them. And I watched this like the other day. That's why I'm like, oh, this is amazing, because I actually watched him have peas and he couldn't do it. He couldn't swallow it.
But Josiah, you have a phobia that you can share with us?
My heart's racing because I've been thinking about it for the last couple of minutes. I can't even visualize it because it makes me want to vomit. It's going to sound crazy, but it's Band-Aids. I can't even say the word.
Band-Aids? What? Like, okay, he's freaking out over there.
Go get some.
No, don't. Get some. I swear, don't.
Leon's run down to get some.
I'll vomit my food up.
Okay, hang on. Is it used Band-Aids?
I don't know. It's everything.
Are you putting this on?
No, I swear, bro.
Why?
It's the one thing. I can't think about it.
I love ripping a Band-Aid off and seeing all the blood and pus in it. It's the best thing you've ever
seen.
You just called him Byron.
He's going to be sick.
Might need Byron back.
Yeah, no thanks.
I've got to get it out of my mind.
I'm going to get some Band-Aids.
No, don't. Please don't.
Josiah's going to be sick.
What do you do? So what do you do if you cut yourself? I don't know how it started, where it came from. It's been my whole life. I just can't. I don't know why.
But what do you do?
I don't know. I can't. I just block it out of my mind.
No, but I'm saying if you cut yourself or
if you're wearing one or whatever, I can't look at you. Like, I'll just have to.
Oh, wow. I never knew this. But what if Nick's right? What if you actually cut yourself and you need to?
I've never worn one. Don't, Fev.
Fev's walking.
Don't heal like Wolverine.
I've never worn one in my life. I just let it naturally heal. Don't.
Oh, no, Fev.
It was a tissue.
It's only a tissue, you little sook.
It was a tissue with snow in it. Relax.
It's a tissue.
That's amazing.
That freaked me out.
Jeez. Oh, you poor thing.
I don't have answers. I think I need to see someone.
You can turn into...
Fev's now just throwing things at him, pretending they're...
Band-Aids. Josiah.
Is it the texture? I don't have answers. It's everything.
Do you know what we're
going to
do
everything
for the rest of the year?
I know.
No, don't.
Why did you bring this up?
My mum's been wanting to do that. My mum's been threatening to do it to me for years.
Do you feel the same way about plaster?
Yeah. Like not as bad, but a little bit.
What do you mean plaster?
You know, like the plasters you put on, they're not Band-Aids. They're like a big, thick plaster.
Do you just hate the brand?
I just know Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, there's ones with Frozen on it. I've got Toby some. Here, catch.
No, it's not. Hilariously Melbourne.